In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
The average household income in Barron County, I looked this up. The average household income in Barron County is approximately $48,000 a year. Now that's for a household. Maybe your household takes in more, maybe less. Maybe you don't even live in Barron County. But we'll use that amount. And that means the average income for a household for 3 months is approximately $12,000. It's not crucial that we have the exact figure, but that's going to be our number for today, $12,000. Now, why do I bring this up? 100 denarii, which Jesus mentions in today's parable, is about 3 months' wages. It's about 3 months' wages. In other words, 100 denarii, at least as an average wage in Barron County, is approximately $12,000. The man in our story has just been to the king for a reckoning. Now, he owes the king billions. If you do the math, it's hundreds of billions of dollars. More than he could ever repay in any amount of lifetimes he might live. But it says in the gospel that the servant fell down before the master and said, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." Now, the king knows he's never going to be able to pay everything. So he not only doesn't punish the man, he forgives him the debt. He washes the debt clean and sends him on his way, clean slate. Now, this man just got forgiven billions in debt, and he goes out and he finds a fellow who owes him 100 denarii, who owes him $12,000. And when this man can't pay him, he begs him with the exact same words that the man had just used himself, and he says, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." But he won't. He won't have patience. He won't forgive. And so he has his fellow servant thrown in jail. There's a lot of lessons we can take from this story, that we who have been forgiven for all our sins are called to forgive our neighbor for their sins against us. And that really is the primary lesson. But today, I'd like to look at that $12,000 figure, this 100 denarii. This $12,000 is the amount that symbolizes the sin and the pain that have been lodged against us. That's the amount that Jesus uses to symbolize that. And it's an important part of the story. Why does Jesus use an amount like $12,000? It's not an accident. Jesus could have used 2 pennies. He could have said, compared to the sins against the billions of dollars that we owe God, it doesn't really matter. But he doesn't use 2 pennies. Why? Because 2 pennies would diminish. 2 pennies would pass by the reality of the pain and betrayal that we experience when others sin against us. Jesus picked an amount that mattered. And yes, it pales in comparison to our sin against God, and that's one of the lessons. But it's also important to realize that this is not an insignificant amount. It's not an amount that doesn't matter. By using an amount like $12,000, Jesus is acknowledging our hurt. Jesus is sympathizing with our pain. In other words, he's not saying go and forgive because it was nothing anyway. He's not saying go and forgive because what do you have to complain about? What Jesus is saying with an amount like $12,000 is, I know it hurts. I know it stings. I know it takes a piece out of you. Not everything, but it certainly takes a piece out of you. I know you've been betrayed. I know it hurts, and I know you feel it. But forgive anyway. Forgive anyway. If it didn't matter, then there would be nothing to forgiving. He's saying it hurts, and forgive anyway. And if you do not let go, your pain and your hurt will eat you alive. Now, in the parable, it says the man is sent, well, in our translation, it said jailers, but that's really a gentle translation. It says the man was, in Greek, it says the man was sent to the torturers when he won't forgive his neighbor, the torturers. Now, that doesn't mean that God is a torturer. What it means is that the failure to forgive is torture in itself. We are our own torturer when we don't or won't let go. We torture ourselves with angst, and we torture ourselves with pain, and we torture ourselves with bitter feelings, and by continually letting that hurt get to us. In the parable also, the man's wife and children are sent along. And this should not be confused with God punishing others for our lack of forgiveness. When I can't forgive, when I won't forgive, it's not just me that suffers. It's not just me that suffers. My family suffers when I can't forgive. My friends suffer when I can't forgive. My coworkers suffer when I can't forgive. My refusal to forgive, my negativity, my bitter attitude will hurt them too. Imagine, if you will, the feeling the man had when he was forgiven. He goes out of the king's palace, and he's got his, not only not punished, but his debt is forgiven. His debt is washed clean. Doesn't he realize that he'll get that same sense of peace and joy if he were to have forgiven his neighbor, especially over a $12,000 size hurt? That's a pretty big hurt in the story. Some of you might know the name Clara Barton. She was the founder of the Red Cross. She received a visit from her younger sister. She and her younger sister were very close. Her name was Sally. And they were visiting and remembering old times, occasionally commiserating on some tough times they had gone through. And Clara's sister Sally brings up an especially cruel thing that had been done to Clara. And Clara said, "I don't remember that." And younger Sally says, "Well, how can you not remember? You were devastated. You cried for months. You cried continually. Surely you remember that." And Clara replied, "Not only do I not remember that sin, I distinctly remember forgetting it." She had intentionally forgotten that. She had intentionally set it aside. And then Clara looked at her sister and said, "You can't be free. You can't be happy if you harbor grudges. So, dear Sally, put them away." And when Clara said this, her sister benefited too. And when we forgive, not only do we benefit, our family, our friends, our neighbors, the people around us, the people that touch, they benefit for our renewed sense of peace. And they see it in us. Because when we forgive and when we let go, that peace that comes to us is contagious. But it's not going to come until we let go. You know, that 100 denarii, the $12,000 hurt, that's a big hurt. Jesus could have used 2 pennies to compare the sins against us to the billions of our sins against God. But he doesn't. He chose the $12,000 sin. And doing so, he's saying, "I know it hurts. Trust me, I know. But forgive anyway." Amen.
Amen.